Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough one because you don't want to overstep your bounds as a worker, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So it is not the responsibility being put on them to have you live in peace, but it is your responsibility to live at peace. You know, you don't allow bitterness to set in. You set the example as a believer. You show the way to behave, and maybe this person will see their bad behavior and come to Christ as a result of your actions. Mm. So, you know, you pray for them, of course, through all this. Pray God gives you the strength and wisdom to know what to say, how to act through it. But yeah, really cling to that verse, Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting too, because I think sometimes we forget that God is ultimately in control of the situation. Like sometimes we think to ourselves, no, but God, you see what this person's doing to me? Like,
yeah,
as if he just turns a blind eye, but he sees the injustices and he's good and just to, you know, work things out.
Well, I also think of, you know, when we complain about, well, someone was kind of mean to me at work and, you know, have you seen this? How, yeah, could you imagine God, and God sitting there going,
no.
Yeah, I can kind of imagine. I sent my son who, you know, was spat ooh, on, had yeah, his beard yeah, pulled out, was nailed to a cross. Yeah, I can imagine it.
What are you going to say to that, eh?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
It's like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.